In a world, four friends, one mission.
Mikey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the thing for the podcast.
It's not that hard, bud.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
Well, Mikey's not here. So, Warfighter Tobacco,
Oh, well.
No, Scott's doing the opening?
Yeah, he's got
Let's do this.
wellness.
So.
Dot something. Icy Tech, for those who never get one. Who else we got? Grow Your Ass Off.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go.
Can you just save that? Like, nobody needs to do it anymore.
Wait, judging by the paychecks that I've received from these companies, that's all they do.
That's the enthusiasm right there.
Hey, there's one of them you get a shout out.
I said Warfighter.
Okay.
Yeah, he started with Warfighter.
That was it. He just went Warfighter.
Yeah. All these other podcasts.
Since we can't put the codes in the description, use code FTFO at warfightertobacco.com.
Yeah. If you message me and you say, I put the code TOFO in and it doesn't work, I'm not going to reply back to you because that's not the code. You have to know the code. The code is FTFO. There you go. And that one will work.
Yep.
That one doesn't work. I'll help you out.
The rest of the codes, I don't care where they're at.
Yeah. Everybody knows them by now. This is episode whatever, right?
239.
Well, Jesus, we have a new listener. Oh, yeah. We got this, though.
Yeah, we got a...
Did they at least use the code? I wonder.
We got given a birthday present.
For somebody else's birthday?
For somebody else's birthday.
And I appreciate the shit out of it.
Absolutely.
And man's got good taste.
Yeah.
Anyways, while you're doing that, because it's boring, give me those. So we got... He's looking up whether or not to see he used the code. So we had a listener named Wyatt. And Wyatt's birthday was this past Saturday.
Happy birthday, Wyatt.
So happy birthday, Wyatt. But he wanted to gift some smokables to the Freedom Friends. So he bought a 5-pack of Victories. And had them delivered from here to here.
Yeah. Which if, we use a computer and a system. So we probably charged you shipping. There's no way to not. Yes. And so we apologize for charging you shipping on a gift that you bought from us to give to us. But, Dave did carry him in here from like 32 feet that way.
Your $8 shipping paid for the thank you that we sent you.
Oh, there's a baggie.
You're welcome.
Oh, and Dave even put a Stay Fresh pack in it. Just in case. It was delivered literally 4 minutes ago. Yep. So hopefully they're still fresh. But thank you very much.
When were they ordered?
February 2nd.
Well, I mean, it's 3-day delivery. That's pretty good.
They would have been delivered.
Actually, they were always here.
They would have been delivered sooner if we recorded sooner.
Yeah.
That's fair. We've done it on like a Sunday.
Yeah. They were like, oh shit, Sunday delivery.
It's fair.
If I had seen it, I would have called Dave up on Sunday and said to make sure he got that one delivered.
Today.
But my big thank you. I'm going to light what right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and smoke it for your birthday.
I have one already lit, so I'll smoke that on the master debate.
This one's finished.
Happy birthday, bud. Going to do a torpedo with a V-cut. It's the only way to do it.
Hey, guys. Sorry to interrupt the show. Just wanted to give you all a few updates. We're going to be switching up the release days for the show. Podcast will now be released on Mondays and the debates will now be released on Thursdays. Other than that, nothing else is changing, but now you get to start your week with a mediocre show that we are. Let's get back to the mediocrity.
I was telling Scott about a new bourbon that I had over the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I hosted this big World War II game at my house and somebody brought me a bottle of bourbon. Mm-hmm. And it is, I think it's from like 1840, but it's called Old Chicken Cock.
Ooh.
But I don't think the actual bourbon you were drinking was that old, right? Or was it?
No, I don't think so.
No.
The bottle looked awful modern.
They'd be very proud of it.
Yeah, I would think.
But apparently it is one of those brands that's been around for
ever.
fucking ever. I'm going to assume it's one of those brands that was probably around, didn't survive Prohibition, and then sometime later on, somebody found out the license hadn't been paid up, and they were like,
bought the label.
I'll buy this label. But it was good, and I was happy because somebody gave me a bourbon that was actually, it was only a 90 proof bourbon. So
yeah, you know, fucking
like, it was drinkable. And I was like, fucking good on you, man.
And you know, it's probably a lot better than the new chicken cock.
We got...
So apparently
we could do a taste comparison, I suppose. Yeah.
They were established in 1856 in Paris, Kentucky.
Unbroken, just fucking been rocking and rolling for.
Prohibition didn't fuck them up.
Apparently not. I'm on their website right now.
170 years.
I have questions.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
I mean,
You don't want to name it new or young.
I think it was probably just chicken cock when it started.
Oh.
And then now that it's a 170-year-old brand, they just put the old chicken cock.
Like, how did that start? Was it like the neighbor one day is like, hey, Jan, let me get some of that chicken cock you got over there. And a dude hands him a jar of shine.
It's got to like, be, right?
Well, but how does that... We need to have those guys in the show.
There's
so many questions.
Well, his neighbor was probably making like fucking big rooster. And he was like, well, that's what I was going to call it. Cause I got that big rooster that's out there. Now I can't call it that. Hey, do you know what else?
Hey man, what's your whiskey taste like?
Chicken cock.
Give me two bottles.
No, his neighbor's like, hey man, I need a bottle of that. You know, that cock whiskey, you know, the chicken cock whiskey. Like, dude, It's rooster whiskey.
Not anymore.
No, chicken cock, man.
Chicken cock. But it's good, but it's a weird bottle. They use that. I fucking hate those bottles. Those flask shaped bottles.
Oh yeah.
I hate them. And it's not one of the kitschy ones that looks like the military one. Yeah. It's just like a huge.
Oh yeah.
You can't really tell.
Yeah, that's not a bad looking bottle.
But if they showed the back, it's got like the concave.
Yeah. And it doesn't say old. It just says chicken cock.
That's the limited reserve one. I had
it's a Bardstown.
Gold for chicken cock. Aged 8 years.
Nice.
There's all the old bottles.
There's
a lot
of chicken cocks. Wow.
Huge amount of cock running around out there. It would have. Appear that they have chicken cock goes west. These are like bad movies. But at any rate, the famous old brand. That's what I'm getting it mixed up. The famous old brand. Chicken cock whiskey. It was good. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It was a look at that rooster. Holy shit. How was Vegas, boys?
It was Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas out.
Yeah.
The show was slow. We had a good time, though. Met some new people. Had some good times.
You saw the Iron Mike.
Eric did. I saw Iron Mike. Eric got to shake old Mike Tyson's hand. He was geeking out all weekend about it. And so came time, rolled around. He kind of lost track of time. I'm like, Eric, she could get in line. And then he got back from meeting him. And so we went to go check it out and get in line. And the line was huge. So we just did a walk by.
Yep.
What Eric do? I'm not going to lie, because he sent that picture.
Yeah.
And old Mike didn't look sober.
He didn't look too happy to be there the whole time we saw him. He kind of looked over it.
Eric said that there was a huge line, and I guess his time that he committed to be there ran up. And while there was still this huge line, he just got up and walked out. I was like, damn. He was like, nope, you had me till this time.
Yep.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, I wouldn't want to sit around. And
well, the line may have never ended.
Oh, so. Probably. Yeah.
He definitely didn't look like he wanted to be there at all.
That's kind of like one of those situations, right? Where like, he started this brand and it's doing well. And obviously he's got that celebrity gravitas behind it to be able to just make something work.
He does gummy ears with a bite mark taken out of them.
Yeah, which is, I think it's brilliant.
I mean, you got to own it, right? Like, it's genius.
And
The only thing better would have Evander Holyfield promote it.
That would be pretty good.
And it's just him holding it up next to his ear.
I feel like it's one of those situations where when like trade shows and stuff come around, just because there's a celebrity name attached to it, don't put the celebrity out there. Like, just
well, so what's the name be on the guy video. From ZZ Top started a cigar.
Yeah, but there's also been there's been multiple baseball players that have done it, multiple football.
But he was there. I would like to meet the guy from ZZ Top, but he was upstairs in like a back section, not even close to the cigar section. So that was weird.
And then Guy Fieri has his too.
Yeah, he wasn't there this time.
Knuckle sandwich.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Which I hear is good. I haven't
spoken. It's a good cigar.
See, the he's difference, though, is he's actually involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he will go to shops when they do events.
And he's always at PCA. Yep. He's very hands-on.
And, like, always talking to people, you know, very personable, very knowledgeable about it the whole night. Where I feel like some of these other famous people that have cigars or products.
Like the guy from Sopranos that just started one at last PCA.
Yep. Yep. The Bronx, Bronx something.
Yeah.
Well, they got barred from doing it, didn't they? Because CAO bought the rights to the Soprano cigar back in like.
Well, he does his own person.
Yeah, he does.
Right. But I don't think anybody were. What, if I remember that contract correctly, they licensed the Sopranos and like all of its likenesses. So, the CAO company did. So nobody else, even the actors and stuff, couldn't touch it until that.
No, it wasn't a Soprano base. It was his own line. But. The thing about it was like, he's never going to go fucking shop to shop to go sell his cigars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just like, cool. You know, like, you're the one that everybody wants to see and associate with this brand, and you're not going to be at anything.
You mean like when Jay-Z was the brand ambassador for Zeno?
I don't even know what Zeno is.
So Zeno Platinum was Davidoff's like alt line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you had the Davidoff white label stuff. And then they had another high end line called Zeno Platinum. And then they had a lower end line just called Zeno. And Zeno was like a maroon label. And those were like $10 or something.
Yeah.
And then the Zeno Platinum stuff was right up there with the white label shit. And, but they brought Jay-Z on as the brand ambassador for Zeno Platinum. And then it became Ron White, which I thought was
at least he smokes cigars.
Incredibly hard pivot, but.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
I love Ron White, maybe more than Jay-Z, but completely polar opposite marketing strategies there.
A little rough. So the whole weekend happened, and Texas is still part of the union.
But what?
Oh,
what happened this weekend?
I didn't know there was a timeline on seceding.
Yeah, no, there's not. But the White House keeps putting the whole, like, you'll have this down by Saturday. And Texas essentially keeps going like, okay.
Oh, as far as taking the border shit, yeah.
And we just keep not, and I think.
Well, I'm going to talk to the White House for just one second here. White House, when you tell a state like Texas that they can't do something, and then you tell your government agency to enforce that, but that government agency has a better relationship with the state of Texas than you, especially the people on the ground, you know, that agency probably looks at the Texas National Guard and says, what's up, guys? Yeah. We're supposed to stop you. Texas Guard probably goes, well, we don't want to quit. Like, okay, well.
We're just going to stand right here then.
I really don't want you to do this, but I'm not going to do much about it.
I heard Texas is starting to build a wall again on their own.
Do you see some pictures?
I don't know if it's real or not.
They use like Connexes and fucking barbed wire.
That was right where all this shit is going down right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just like essentially a
makeshift
place. But
it looked
the cool part about reasonable. It is it's Connex line next to Connex, and there's Constantina wire on top.
And then they have an overhang where it looks like you.
Right.
Yeah. It looks kind of hard to get across.
If they pan, it literally only goes and then it just stops and there's absolutely nothing. There's not even like triple strand barbed wire.
Yeah.
There's just literally fucking nothing. So you have this one area that's super fucking built up that the U.S. government in Texas is fighting over. And then 50 feet fucking to the left of it is absolutely nothing.
From what I understand, like where the emplacements and stuff are, it's because they're using like those are the crossable parts of the river. And if you get too far to the left or right of those crossing points, either current's too strong or it's too deep, or like they're essentially using, like you should when you build something like that, they are using the topography of the land as additional reinforcement because they're like, you can't get through there.
So. Once upon a time, I flew into Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has an airbase. At this airbase, there was a barbed wire electric fence, and it said, warning, do not cross this fence or it could result in death. They had a space of, I don't know, say 10 feet, another barbed wire fence that said the same shit on the other side. In between, it looked like they had pinel-mounted machine guns, right? So I'm just saying, if you put up two little fences and then you, I mean, have you ever heard of the Bouncing Betty? Or
very effective,
right? Or there's all these fancy new like AI whatever machine guns, right? You just anything that crosses this, you shoot, right?
So you just want to see whiz for people?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't think it'll ever shoot one person.
I would agree.
I don't think it'll ever shoot one person. But you throw a donkey over, you see what happens, and then you're like, oh fuck.
Can we make a game out of it? I have an idea for this. This could be really fun. And it could test the limits of technology.
I just like that his test subject was a donkey.
Okay. What what is the flight time of a bullet at 1,000 yards?
I was so
about open. 3 seconds or so. Okay. 3.5, 4 seconds.
So
I was so open you were gonna say, what's the flight time of a donkey?
No.
Okay.
So after getting hit with the Bouncing Betty.
Let's say you put 10 yards in between the fences. It's got 30 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. And that round takes 3 seconds to get from point A to point B at 1,000 yards. And it's all AI, the whole fucking nine. But that's the only place you leave a little gap in all the concertina wire.
And what if you can make it across?
You put all the signs up and you explain everything that we just talked about. Like you have 30 feet and you have 3 seconds. If you make it, okay, but that fence electrified.
The problem is
if you don't make it, because AI won.
You have two C-whizzes that like say the, you know, you had by the time you aim head level, right? Your bullet rises and falls. So you're limited. It's not a laser beam. You're limited, right? So say every 800 meters, you have to have a 800 meters, but then it's joined by the other one 800 meters away. There's a little bit of, you know, arc and they land at each other. So every 1600 meters, you have a C-Wiz.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you just need, the problem is with the C-Wiz, they can aim higher and lower though. So they can compensate for that.
So at that, you have max time, 3 seconds. Because if you're to the left or the right, you just shorten.
No.
A C-Wiz knows if you're going to move too though.
That's where they can cross. It's like a fucking fatal funnel.
I was wrong. You can probably get 5,000 meters out of a C-Wiz.
No, I don't care if it's a single shot rifle.
Yeah.
You got a computer behind it that can aim and it's going to hit what it's aiming at. You know what I mean?
And you're shooting 6,000 rounds a second. There's whatever, like it's fine.
115 legal crossing points.
That's what I mean. We make these crossing points, but here, you have to run this gauntlet first.
Not first.
During.
But you can choose to run this gauntlet. You're probably going to lose. But if you make it, guess what? We'll sign the shit right away.
If you make it, I got paperwork right here for you. It's a contract to join the U.S. military. But you'll get your citizenship after that.
Who was the comic that said we should just install an American Ninja Warrior at the border? and that was the test if you could get in. And
like Saber or what's his name? Like all the,
What was that? The
American Gladiator?
Yeah. Yes. The gladiators where they're trying to like bust through, you know?
The Nerf fucking Gatling guns.
Pugil sticks.
You just get to the top of that. Whack, whack, fuck. Lasers just standing there just going. Like,
fuck. The tennis ball launchers.
Border patrol themed fucking singlets.
Theme songs, ice.
Now, the best part, though, is on the other side of the river, there's a giant locker room, and they have singlets for them from all the different countries. So that way you can identify where they're from. They have to put on their singlet from their country.
Yeah. And then just put cameras on it. Stream it on Twitch.
Yeah. Isn't this how Hunger Games? It started something like this. It's a little...
This is getting really close to Running Man.
I didn't With say they had to. The difference is they don't have to go. They don't have to cross it.
Yeah, you could go the legal route.
Yeah. Or you can stay home. One of the two.
And I think that's one of the things that nobody wants to talk about. It's like, well, they're illegal immigrants. And I'm like, I hate to tell you this. All the ones that actually want to move here that could get through are using the checkpoints.
They're doing it. Yeah.
They're doing it the right way. Everybody that's crossing illegally, it's because there's no way that we'd let them in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, I used to be like, well,
these aren't desperate good people.
I used to think, you know, if somebody's already here, if I can let them be here and just stop it from now on and
right.
we'll move on. But now, no, deport everybody. Because it has been wide open for 3 fucking years. Like, how many people have crossed?
6 million.
Millions. Yep. So at this point, that's not realistic either. You need to start getting them the fuck out.
It was 6 million. I think in that letter it said it was a higher population than like
the majority, like half the states.
Well, it wasn't half, but it was a higher population. I think 12 U.S. states don't have a population as high as the number of people that cross the border. I mean, it was the population of Houston.
Yeah.
So just in 2023, it was 2.5 million people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's greater than the entire United States.
Well, allow legally. How many immigrants does the United States allow per year?
Do you know why they're doing it? I know why they're doing it.
Well, yeah.
I figured it out. It's kind of genius, but it's kind of not. It's a douchebag move. Yeah. It's kind of genius if you're that fucked up.
Well, illegals can't vote
yet.
But they're
trying to pass that law.
But
yep.
they are represented in their wherever they end up
they
by
are.
A representative who can vote based on their numbers.
That's true, but...
But they're trying to pass a law
that pretty much grants them citizenship. And then now you got to think, like, primary or presidential elections, they're within 1 million votes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Right? If you have one party that grants essentially clemency, grants citizenship to 6 million people, and you get, let's say you get half of them that actually vote. Right. The other half are just like, fuck it. I'm just going to work. I don't care. The other half are like, oh, you know what? I might vote this year because I can.
Yeah.
But I got my citizenship from this guy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to vote for his
party. I don't know. That might be what they're doing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's a weird. All of it's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm. Is there no number on what the U.S. allows?
So according to Homeland Security, approximately 285,000 non-citizens obtained lawful permanent residence in 2023.
So that is just people that passed the test.
So if that's the legal rate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. He's asking
how many people come through the immigration ports. So New York, Texas, California, all the ones that come in legally on a visa or whatever, how many legal immigrants entered the U.S. in 2023? Not how many became naturalized, because that's a process.
But whatever it is, say it's 200,000, and if 2 million got here already in 1 year, then we just shut it off completely for the next 10 years.
Just close the border?
Yeah. Like, sorry.
I am very pro immigration.
Me too.
It just has to be done legally.
Yeah, because it makes sense that way.
Yeah.
Did you see the that suppressor laws back on the books?
Which one?
The Texas Freedom Suppression Act.
That's so dumb.
Anybody that is dumb enough to go try that, even if it passes, just know you're not making it out of the parking lot.
No, you know, no manufacturer is going to play that game because federally they don't play that.
No, game. You're wrong. There'll be some little dipshit shop that fucking, oh, I'm going to make it rich. And then they're going to get arrested in 3 months.
Yep.
Somebody attempted to gift me.
Oh God.
Well, that was a solvent trap.
and it was pretty funny because it was the first time I actually ever held one. And so I looked at it, and it looked like fucking exactly what I expected—the biggest piece of shit in the world. I was like, "No, I'm good, thanks." I got real ones.
There used to be a gun show here, and it was a big gun show, but the vendors weren't.
Yeah.
The highest quality vendors that you've ever seen at these things. And there was always this dude in the back that was always selling fuel filters.
Yeah.
And it was just like, really?
So dumb. So dumb.
And then there was always the guy selling integrated systems.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's integrated. And it's like, yeah. And it's like, it's $14,000. And I'm like,
ouch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. For like just an AR, except for now I can't take it off.
Yeah.
And you want, even if I just balled out on everything, twice what it would take me to do it, and I could remove the suppressor afterwards.
No, it used to drive me nuts when I sold suppressors legally, and I would get shut down on all the social media sites, but then Facebook would run ads for solvent traps and mufflers and
ATF,
fuel filters.
It's ATF running the ads.
I hope so. Because
what do you guys think about this thing that they're trying to hammer the ATF now, though? Because they're saying that what they'll get you on for holding a suppressor is tax law. If you don't have the tax stamp on it. And now everybody's so, well, now there's all of these lawsuits that are popping up going like, so this isn't about what the suppressor does. This is about tax evasion.
Yeah.
So you're not, the tax stamp that you want for this item has absolutely nothing to do with the item. This is a restriction strictly for tax revenue.
Yeah, that's what the whole repel the 86 shit is about.
And so there's all this stuff now to where they're, because the ATF finally said it, that they actually, he's like, no, we'd arrest you on tax evasion. Yep. It's like, so not for possession of an NFA item, but for tax evasion.
The thing is, you could probably have a suppressor illegally for your whole life as long as you don't commit a crime with it. You may never get caught, right? Like, how are you going to get caught? Oh, I'm at the range. You don't have to show people your shit.
The only time I've ever been asked to show a stamp
is by ignorant ranges. But
in San Antonio. It's the only time, only place, only anything. I've traveled all over the fucking place.
Nobody cares.
No.
But it was funny because I got asked after I got done shooting.
Now, it's a pretty serious charge, but it'll be an additional charge.
Yeah.
Unless you're selling them. Or, you know, but if you just own a suppressor that's not legitimate, unless you commit another crime with it, you will probably never get in trouble.
By the way, we are not advocating.
No, not at all. But I'm just saying, like.
But it's the same way with all the NFA stuff, like the SBR thing.
Yeah.
More than likely, you could own an SBR, like you said, your whole fucking life. And you could go out and you could shoot it and you could do whatever.
I know Navy SEALs that have non-registered SBRs. That I've for years have been trying to convince.
Yeah, it's like, $200. Like
you, just if you like your guns, because if you ever get caught with this, you no longer can possess firearms for the rest of your life.
But I mean, it's going to be an additional charge. But if it's an additional charge to say speeding, that fucking sucks.
Yeah,
because speeding is not a big deal.
Nope.
Unless you're speeding with illegal fucking
guns
in your car, then it becomes a huge fucking deal.
Like, it's so funny. So you were saying you hosted a World War II thing over the weekend.
I did.
Yeah, I heard somebody might be hosting a World War III thing here soon.
Yeah.
Who? Which country's this?
I heard the immersion on that one is amazing, too.
It's like real life.
Yeah. There's a lot of players.
VR is getting
the sign-up, though? The sign-up's a motherfucker.
Yep.
Like, it's not in the game store. You got to go down to these fucking random people. You got to talk to them.
It's
they send you off.
It's a four-year subscription.
Yeah, but they send you to these weird places first, and you don't even get to have fun yet.
Nope. Yeah, the tutorial on it is the tutorial is fucking long.
How crazy or how awesome would it be if you could be a spectator at boot camp with all the draftees for World War III?
I'd pay good money.
I'd buy that ticket. Yeah.
You know, though, the military would give you an imagine. A draft, having to go to basic training or be in a unit with like a bunch of draftees, right? Like there will be a handful of great ones, but there's like what 10% of the U.S. population is volunteers for the military.
1%.
1%.
It's 1%.
Okay, 1%. Well, right? So 1%. So say you get put on in basic training or any unit with that opposite 1% of the real fucking turd birds, right? How shitty your life would be in the same unit with them. We had guys in our unit that sucked. Mm-hmm. And it brought down everything in the unit, right? Oh my God. I couldn't.
You know what sucks is they were volunteers.
Yeah. 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 But imagine somebody who didn't want to be there.
We all had those people. And it's like, this is an all volunteer force. Like, why are you
chose to
here?
Do this? Yeah. Why are you a shitbag? Yeah.
Like when people say, oh, there should be a draft. Fuck no, there should.
No.
If you like our military being relatively good, the draft is not a way to maintain that.
I never understood that with an all volunteer force. You always have these people like, fuck this place, man. And it's like, bro,
you wanted to be here.
Why did you join? Yeah.
Or the guys that join and then are on suicide watch in basic training.
Yeah.
It's been 4 days, dude. Like we're in reception for basic training. Yeah. How did you realize that you made the worst decision in your life after 4 days?
I really miss Mary Jane Rottencrotch.
I guess. Holy fuck.
So far, you have been issued a marshmallow jumpsuit and had food.
Yeah.
The worst part of this.
And now we have to take away your laces. You idiot.
We had 3 guys go on suicide watch in reception.
We did too. Yep. We did too.
I was baffled.
I was in the chow hall line in reception and somebody fucking hit the drill sergeant. This guy on suicide watch already fucking laid out the drill sergeant. You know, to be fair, the drill sergeant's back was turned and he reached around and hit him from behind. But you should have seen the other drill sergeant stomp this motherfucker. Oh, my God.
I would have loved to see that.
Yeah. No, it was great. And we're all trying to because it's day 3. You're a little nervous. We're trying not to break ranks. And we're like, oh, fuck you. Holy shit.
So when you went basic and you had these guys on suicide watch, what did it look like? What did it consist of?
So it was they lost their belt. They lost their laces.
Had to wear PT uniform.
Yep.
With the yellow belt.
With the yellow belt.
No, they never left ACUs, which was awesome because in hindsight, they have to walk around constantly. No belt. And it's a basic training. So your pants are fucking right. 4 sizes too big. No shoelaces. Your boots are already 4 sizes too big. So they just never, they always looked like a bag of fucking smashed assholes. Yeah. And then they would still, our drill sergeants would have us double time back. And they would be over there fucking holding on to their pants, fucking trying to keep up with us. It was fucking awesome.
See, we never did PT belts. We always did road guard vests because they had to stand out. And they had a 24/7 guard. So there was you had fire watch and then you had suicide watch. And so there was a rotation of people that were fucking sitting there watching this motherfucker.
See, our guy,
24/7.
Our suicide guys in reception never left PT uniform. So everybody else would be in uniform and then that guy would stand out like a fucking... Yeah. Crazy asshole.
Yeah. Orange road guard vest.
Yeah. Ours was.
Yeah. Orange road guard vest.
Ours was the PT uniform, the gray sweats.
Yeah.
And then the road guard vest. But then their tennis shoes with no laces in them.
Yeah.
And they pulled the drawstring out of the pants.
Do you think it worked?
What? No.
Do you think?
No, it was. No. No.
The idea this guy's on suicide watch and we're going to figure out how to humiliate
they
him
weren't
all
on,
day,
they
every
weren't
going to
commit suicide
and
anyway after
suicide.
Day 3. We had a guy drink bleach after we got to our unit.
Yeah.
He drank bleach, got all fucking sick, and he was gone the next day.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But we had a guy start the Tide Pod Challenge. Yeah. He was the first one.
Idiots.
Yep. 2014.
Now, did he do this because he was stupid or did he do this because he was on suicide or whatever?
Combination of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. He popped a Tide Pod, fucking threw up bubbles. And then our drill sergeant went and cleaned out his fucking wall locker and then came into our fucking barracks at fucking 2:00 in the morning or something because the guy did it while he was on fire watch. And he just fucking lights come open. Someone yells at ease. We all get up and he goes, if you're going to fucking try to kill yourself, don't eat a goddamn Tide Pod. And just threw this trash bag of all of his shit. We immediately were like, that's crazy. Time to rat fuck. Yeah. So we're grabbing shit. And then, dude was on suicide watch the whole time and then left because they kept him there till graduation.
Yeah, and this was early on in your basic training cycle.
I think this was like red face. So he was there fucking the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he said he was leaving there and going to his girlfriend or fiance's Air Force graduation. And I was like, so you didn't make the cut, but your old lady's about to graduate.
Bitch.
Yeah.
No, we had that guy. It was day 3 at our unit. that did something like that and was on suicide watch. And every, you know, we he was a nice dude, right? So we would talk to him. He's like, yeah, I'm going home next week. I'm going home next week. This motherfucker was still there when we graduated, not even with a fucking go home date in sight.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what? What they don't tell you is you can quit basic training. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can literally just be like,
I'm done.
I'm done. That's it.
Nobody told me that.
They don't tell anybody that.
They don't tell anybody that. But they you can't force actually, you to you can stay. Go in and you can surrender your weapon. You can surrender your weapon and you just have to tell them that you're refusal. I refuse to train.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm done. I refuse to train.
And they'll try to give you shit and you're just like, fuck it. No.
Yeah.
Like, do push. No. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm done.
We had a guy.
But you
guy
have that to be a real piece of shit douchebag to do that.
We had a guy that tried it and he went in and left his weapon in his bunk and walked in and tried to turn in his dog tags.
We never had our weapons.
Mm-mm. We did. Like, as soon as we came out of reception and hit, you got issued your weapon and it was with you at all times. Like, you we slept with us the whole nine yards. Nope. Yeah. Ours stayed with us.
We had and, rubber ducks quite a bit.
Yes.
No, we had our weapons on us. And we also did the whole thing in plate carriers.
Oh, we didn't have that. Yeah. I don't think we didn't even have flak jackets.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah. We had full plate carriers, the weapons, the whole nine yards. The only week that we didn't have to have that we turned them in and didn't have that shit was the combatives week when we went through combatives level one.
We had the LBC.
And LBV.
I had the LBV.
And LBE.
When I got to the Oh, yeah. It was LBE.
Yep.
Yeah, LBE.
But we had a guy that tried to quit and at like 1 in the morning, he tried to quit.
So at least got a good night's sleep, dude, in the morning.
Oh, God. So the drill sergeant in the middle of the night, you know, comes in, lights on, trash can goes flying down the middle of the barracks, wakes everybody up. And we're like, I just decided everybody needed to get up so they could see what a fucking quitter looks like. And it was like holding this dude. And it was like, so I need you to look at all of your fellow trainees in the eye and tell them that you were not good enough for their army. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it. And the guy was like, change my mind, drill sergeant. He's like, oh, we changed your mind, drill sergeant. And he was like,
oh,
and, fuck. And then the one thing we'll give the drill sergeant, he was like, get your shit on. Who's on fire watch? And of course, it was the two guys that are like in full battle rattle with their weapons. And he was like, you two go to bed. He's got it. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do with somebody who just pulled the I'm going to quit thing. No.
But the guy didn't quit.
Yeah.
We also had a dude that fell up the stairs twice.
He's presidential.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was assisted in falling up the stairs twice. But that had to do with some.
Did you guys ever?
Some sexual harassment shit that was running around that nobody could. Like, they couldn't catch him. But it was definitely going on. So it became a self-corrective action. And he fell up the. Because we had those elevated barracks where, like, our squad bays were on the second floor.
Yeah.
And then the first floor was the formation area. Yeah, so it was covered.
Yep, that's ours too.
But so we had those, you know, those switchback staircases that were steel with concrete poured on them. That's what he fell up. And he fell up two flights of those. So.
Do you guys ever, what's it called? Like in Full Metal Jacket where they hit the guy with the
The blanket party?
The blanket party.
No, we didn't do a blanket
party. We did.
Yeah?
Yeah. One guy fucking.
Was soap or lunch?
We use soap. Yeah. We fucking.
Well.
We beat the shit out of this guy.
My platoon.
He fucking deserved it.
But
though.
Fourth platoon did. To a guy, and it was the same thing because I had co-ed basic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this dude had been fucking with some of the female recruits, and they made noise about it. And again, it didn't get seen by cadres, so they couldn't prove it. So
this guy that we
it did. Got solved, but they used their fucking wall locker locks. And I was like, good fucking Jesus.
This guy, though, like, he, you know, like some people are, they're fucked up, right? But you like try to teach them and try to help them, right? And they're receptive to it. This guy, we'd like you try to help him. He's like, "Fuck you, okay, buddy." You know, then he'd fuck up every day, and we get the whole fucking bay get smoked. So finally, it was like, "We're gonna teach him a lesson."
I hope he learned it.
I don't know. I think he got out shortly after that.
We had a kid that was that constant fuck up. And like before we did anything about it, the we learned after he graduated, the drill sergeants planted live rounds in his locker when they were doing a wall locker inspection. And this dude was like the bunk next to me. And so like mine finishes and I like, they were like, go back to front leaning rest. So you're sitting there in the front leaning rest while they're inspecting wall lockers. And all of a sudden I just hear a drill sergeant like, what the fuck? And like live round just go across the barracks floor. And I was like, what the fuck? And I will say that dude straightened up real fucking quick after that. Cause he thought he was, they were like, you're going to jail, bud. You're going to jail. You're going to jail. You were going to kill all your buddies here, huh? You're going to kill them all, weren't you? He was like, no, drill sergeant. He was like, don't worry. MPs will be here soon. Don't you worry. And fucking that dude straightened up real quick.
Yeah.
My butthole puckered. Cause I fully believed him.
Nice. Then fast forward and the only thing you learned is how to take a firearm through security.
Yep.
We had a guy that was getting weekly care packages. Oh, thanks. And every week he was getting like new bars of soap, new toothpaste, and it was always shit that was in the cardboard boxes. Mm-hmm. And every week without fail, he was getting this shit. And the drill sergeants were like, well, I can't tell you, you can't have soap. But then they figured out this motherfucker was
smuggling booze.
No, it was fucking like Snickers bars and shit.
Oh,
so he was having to like open like the toothpaste box, put a Snickers bar in it, and then glue it shut. And he was selling it to other privates and shit. And I'm like, bro, we're here for 9 weeks and there's nowhere to spend the money. What the fuck are you doing? And he was hiding it in the roof tiles.
Yeah.
So he was climbing up on the bunks at night, hiding it on the roof tiles and selling the shit.
That reminds me of a story.
And so somebody ratted this cat out. I didn't even know he was doing it.
Yeah.
And somebody ratted this cat out and all of a sudden they came in and with a fucking broom and just pushed the tile and like all of this fucking contraband fell out of the ceiling.
We found contraband in our ceiling tiles from a previous cycle. So there was like porno mags and fucking cigarettes and something else. But yeah. And then we're like, what the fuck do we do?
Put it back.
It was Sunday, so we passed it around.
Oh,
I think all the cigarettes got smoked, and yeah, and then it was buried in the trash before the drill sergeants got there on Monday.
It's just such a short period of time. I don't. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand. Like the dude that got had one of those like midnight checks that the drill sergeant just comes and like walks to make sure that fire watch is on duty and not sleeping and whatever. And there was a dude in the bay shower just fucking hammering on it. Like, not in the stall or whatever, just standing in the bay shower, just fucking hammering on it. And all you heard at the top was, what in the actual fuck?
No reminder this time.
You're right, Scott. That's on me.
Is your iPad done check?
Yep, we're good.
And drugged this dude out, shit still around his fucking ankles and shit. It was just like, you're fucking cleaning every inch of that fucking bay.
Yeah.
If anybody fucking goes under steps and you're fucking spunk, I swear to fucking God, I'm getting you arrested for NBC. And then I was like, whatever. I was so tired all the fucking time. I couldn't even think about like, I think I'm just going to get up in the middle of the night and go fucking jerk one off in the fucking shower.
Just saying, I was a sniper. Like, I didn't have to leave the bunk. Now, we had a drill sergeant who was married to the arms room NCO. And so when he had his overnight duty, he would go in his office and bang her and she would be loud as shit on possible. And then he'd be like talking shit to us about it. Like, I mean, you fuckers, like he would fuck with
beating it to my old
lady. Yeah. But, oh yeah.
Well, boys,
it's a weird time.
We've talked about arrest and celebrities. Did y'all see there were a couple celebrities arrested last night?
Oh, for what?
So one,
I know there was a rapper that got arrested at the Grammys. He won 3 Grammys and then in the lobby got met by the cops.
Yes.
And taken.
What? So Killer Mike, he's a rapper. He won 3 Grammys and in one of his speeches was just going, it's a sweep, baby. It's a sweep. Let's fucking go. And then about 10 minutes later on Twitter, a TMZ person posted a video of him getting escorted out, which apparently he got in a physical altercation with someone, I think it was a few weeks ago, and then hadn't heard anything, went to the Grammys, and they were like, we know where he is. So handed off his Grammys, and I was, I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, as a rapper, though, that's a win-win. Yeah. Like, you win 3 Grammys and then get arrested on something that you're probably going to get off on pretty quick. Like, that's...
At least he got arrested after and not right before.
That would be hilarious. If
during that would have been better.
Oh, yeah, up on stage.
On stage, do the speech. Yeah. And the guy just takes the mic. Sir, please put your hands behind your back.
on Grammy number
check
two.
Check my SoundCloud, March 2024.
On Grammy number two. That way they have to give him the third one, but have to be like... But he's not here to accept it. We all know why.
We're going to go ahead and give it to Taylor Swift.
The other one was Lisa Ann.
Two people got arrested last night?
Lisa Ann.
At the Grammys?
No, not at the Grammys.
Oh, I was like, God damn.
So Lisa Ann got arrested at a Matt Rife comedy show.
Oh, I saw something about that.
She was just on the Drinking Bros.
Oh, really?
Like fucking 2 episodes ago, I think.
But I guess she got arrested for using her phone.
So apparently, there was 20 minutes into the set and about 8 ushers came up and were like, ma'am, you're going to have to leave. We saw you using your phone. And she was like, I wasn't using my phone. My friend was checking a text message. And then this whole commotion started. And then there's video of her she's handcuffed, being escorted by 2 NYPD officers yelling, I did nothing wrong. And apparently she was arrested for drunk and disorderly.
Ah, that's awesome.
But
I want to know what Matt Rife's fucking shit was after the fact.
I'm hoping he was on stage during the whole thing, and I can't wait for that clip to come.
I know.
That's going to be fucking...
He has completely disappeared from my...
Yeah, I haven't seen him in
a while. Yep. Like my FYP. Gone. He's gone.
Yep. Ever since his special came out, I haven't seen...
Well, it's ever since the whole, like, if you don't like jokes, here's your helmet and all that kind of... It wasn't the special. It was the shit he said after the special that...
Which was a hell of a troll.
I heard his special sucked.
Yeah. I heard that too. I heard the special was awful.
I'll watch it, given my...
But I've heard his bit isn't that good.
No, it's the heckling.
The crowd work is where he's strong, and then but actually as a stand-up, he doesn't have any strength.
That's all I see of his.
Is
which
crowd work?
He said that he puts out just his crowd work
because he doesn't want you to... if you buy tickets, that way you haven't seen the routine.
Yeah. Which
and
makes
now sense. It's actually starting to turn into like, no, it's because my routine actually blows. I'm just good at crowd work.
We still want you on the show.
Right, fucking. I'll still have you on the show. Obviously, you could use...
Did you ever answer your fucking DMs?
Yeah.
No, he did. He agreed to be on it.
And then
he announced a world tour and got a Netflix special and everything.
It's our own fault. Probably.
Oh, blame it on him.
It's way easier that way.
Yep. We tried. We tried to reach out.
We're too small for him.
Yeah.
But now I bet you we're on more FYPs than he is.
I guarantee it.
What else is new in the world? Super Bowl's coming up.
World War III. You guys want to talk about that for a minute?
The fucking Houthis are fucking my gas up.
Well, the U.S. actually did a couple strikes.
I heard.
5 days or so.
I heard that we let them know in advance that we were going to do the strikes.
Okay, are you talking about with... Syria?
Yeah. And Pakistan, right?
It was like 110 targets in Syria or something like that. Yeah. We released like 100 and...
Syria and Jordan.
It was like 130 pieces of ordnance.
Iraq and Syria, excuse me.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But...
And Iraqis are pissed, even though we told them that we're going to do it.
Here's the deal. Syria killed 3 Americans before we did it.
Yeah.
But it took over a week.
Well, I didn't say it was a timely response.
Yeah.
But they killed 3 Americans. Yep. And then we were like, okay, do you know what happens now?
Yeah, like, you know what I feel?
Shooting our drones and shit is one thing.
Like, we all joined the military knowing it could happen, right? But these were National Guard people in an engineer unit, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think they were just sleeping in the barracks. So, and it was a drone shit. So, I mean, it fucking sucks.
You know, the part that I find very interesting, and I would love to be a fly on the wall in a debrief after all this shit. They didn't detect the drone.
Yeah.
All the technology.
Well, but it wasn't a lone drone. There was a bunch of other shit going on.
Don't care.
No, I agree.
Don't care.
Do you know the most egregious thing about all of this is the White House press secretary said that these three died for their administration.
Wow.
Not their country.
Yeah.
Their administration. I mean, you can find that clip. But what a fucking worthless piece of shit.
Has anybody ever
thing
said
to
that
fucking
before?
Say? No.
No administration has ever said, or president was ever been like, these boys died for me.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. No.
Just these fucking people.
Well, I don't think it was the whole entire administration. I just think it was whatever her name is, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre
Same.
Stated they died fighting for the Biden administration.
Which,
that's fucking
disgusting. I'm sorry, but if I die for my country and the Biden administration says some shit like that, like if that was one of my kids, then I would become an assassin. And
we don't fight for king and country here.
No,
you don't even fight for country.
No, we do.
No, we don't. We fight for the guys that are around us.
Down to the individual, yes. Yeah. But we don't fight for king and country.
But I goddamn guarantee who was the president when I joined? I don't even fucking know off the top of my head.
I don't think they had presidents back then.
Well, they might have.
You might have been king and country, buddy.
Well, I think
you were the first one. This is my country and this is my army and I'm the first one in it.
I think, when did I joined in 97? Who was president?
Clinton.
Yeah. So if I would have died for the Clinton administration, you can go fuck yourself.
But that's
yourself.
What it is that we fight. You don't wear Biden's name on your arm.
Fuck no.
You wear the flag.
Yes.
You are part of the U.S. Army, not Biden's army. Which, because if anybody else said that shit and be like,
no,
I'd die and fight for Trump, then you're a fucking racist. That'd just be the default.
She just didn't say it right. They died because of the Biden administration. Not for, because of their fucking policies.
Yeah, she forgot a letter. It's supposed to be from.
Yeah.
Not for.
Yeah. Fucking bullshit.
Gross.
It is gross.
But yes.
Yeah.
I think it was 130 pieces of ordnance and it struck like 127 targets.
Yeah.
That is efficient. But Syria killed 3 people. This is...
I don't know why they stopped at 127.
But that's the thing. It's like, this is what happens.
Any update on how our sec dev is doing? Is he out of the hospital, back in control, or is he still AWOL?
Sure.
You heard that story, right?
I did.
Fuck. Like, that's gross, too.
Lead by example.
Right?
Fucking, did you see Weathers died?
Carl.
Like Apollo Creed?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was probably...
He's only in his 70s.
I think they said he was 74 or 75 or something. I'm ready. Still a decent run.
Yeah, that's a good run.
I mean, getting hit in the head that many times.
Yeah.
I saw... How I heard about it was I saw Stallone's post about it. I'm like, that's pretty heartfelt. Yeah.
No shocker, but I'm on a bunch of Star Wars pages, and that's where everybody was posting the whole, like, may the Force be with you and all that kind of stuff, but... He played a lot of really great fucking characters, man.
Right.
He's a great actor.
What was he on Star Wars? I'm trying to think.
He was the Mandalorian.
He was the Mandalorian?
No, he plays like the guy that paid him all of his bounties and stuff for the planet and then became the Mandalorian.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
He was on Mandalorian and Rocky. And
yeah.
The World War III thing. That's my thing. It's
Are you excited or are you nervous?
No, I'm not. I think it's bullshit because instead of actually taking care of a problem, they're literally getting baited into World War III.
Yeah.
Right. And they're doing it by under the guise of, well, we don't want to escalate more than what minimally needs to be. You know, like, okay, so
you
attack us a couple hundred times.
Yeah.
Right. And we're not really going to react. Okay, now you killed three U.S. soldiers. Okay, now we're going to react, but we're just going to kind of do it.
Well, we do not people targets, but equipment targets.
We do strategic targets.
Yeah.
I agree with John.
But this is...
Strategic people targets matter. Strategic targets don't matter. You have an endless supply of money getting funneled into the Middle East right now.
Yeah.
Supplies... Who fucking cares? You're not going to end the world of wartime supplies. Not with oil money out there.
Not with us paying them. Like,
no.
Well, we're already running a proxy war, so.
Yeah. Well, okay, so what do you think the response is? Do you think it's minimal response, or do you think we go full blown? And then won't that start a war? Like,
so, okay, so I don't know. You look at, when was it? I think it was in the '80s when when Iran decided they wanted to play some games.
Yeah. And Reagan took out half their Navy
like 8 hours.
Yeah. They took out, I think, three quarters of Iran's.
It fucking did.
Yeah.
And it literally got to the point where it's like, okay, this is disproportional.
Yeah.
We get in our own way. I had this discussion actually over the weekend about warfare in general.
But the thing about taking out a Navy is there's no innocent people. You're taking out, and I mean, like, it's one, navies are expensive, so that makes sense. And then you're not taking, there's no civilian casualties you have to worry about. Like, that's a great response.
Yeah.
We get in our own way. The only reason we're not as efficient as we could be is that we get in our own way when it comes to fighting. I have the theory that we have just gotten so goddamn good at it that we're bored.
No.
So we make it harder. So that it's at least interesting.
Okay. We're going to go in this boxing match. We're going to tie one hand behind your back.
Kind of.
Both.
And make you hop. No, one hand to your right hand to your left foot.
Yeah.
The opposite. Yeah.
We're still going to win, but it's going to be a little harder.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so fucking good at it that I think we're honestly scared what would happen if we really just let ourselves off the chain.
God, could you imagine? What would it take to go back to like fucking World War II, let's legit
military strike on American soil.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I think it would take. A legit American strike. And I'm not downplaying 9/11. What I'm saying by legit American strike is that a declared country
like Red Dawn.
Right. Does a legit American strike on US soil. And then it's game over. You're talking about what goes down in the history books when we talk about like the Seven Days War and all that kind of shit. It's that kind of shit where they're like, well, this happened. And then 4 days later,
as long as it takes for the battle group to get there,
4 days later, lines on the map changed. Yeah, it was
4 days later, the United States military decided they were going to show up. Yeah. But those previous days, the civilian populace wiped out about 75% of that.
Can you fucking imagine?
And that's an invasion.
Can you fucking imagine if there was like a Red Dawn scenario? I'm sorry.
Well, like everybody.
But there's a lot of us that just would are fucking. I'm sorry, I'm fat and out of shape, but God damn it, I'll make up for an effort.
That was everybody's joke about Red Dawn, and all the Americans were like, ooh, loot drop.
So
I
read this stat that outside of the US military, if you add the combined arms of every other uniformed military in the world, the civilian population of the United States has more weaponry than the rest of the military.
Well, look how many people that we know that were never in the military.
Mm-hmm. And are still armed to the teeth.
They would be out of control. Like, they wouldn't know how to, like, organize.
That's fine. You go first.
Yeah, yeah. But look, they would be eager.
Yeah.
Eager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the ERF.
ERF.
The eager reaction force. Yeah,
the eager reaction.
we just send them first.
Just go and yell really loud.
Just go.
Scares them.
Yeah. Just go. No, your Amazon chest is going to be fine. Run out there. You're good to go. And you know what? They're still better than most of the people out there. If I'm the whole Ukraine-Russia thing, I'm not cool with it or whatever. But after watching Russia fight,
I used to be really worried about it.
Like, they were the big scary boogeyman. Because it was always like, what is going on?
We always fought non-conventional, right? So like, I'm thinking like, if we ever got in a fight with Russia and it's conventional and it's like actual warfare, I was like, we don't want to do that. There would be a lot of losses.
We're also told, we were told forever that we don't want to do that. Yeah. You don't want to get into a land war with Russia. You don't. There's so many of them.
It would be like us fighting us.
They're the other superpower. Like,
fucking bullshit.
Now I watch it. I'm like,
yeah.
I got this discussion with my dad, and he was like, you know,
I got no discussion with your dad about this.
They were like, they did this, that, the other, and I was like, Dad, they showed up with no food or gas.
Yeah.
He's like, well, they don't do great starts, and I'm like, so Do you think we're going to give him 2 years to catch up? Like, that's not how this is going to go.
Yeah. Like, you want attrition. We'll give you attrition.
Like, it's not how it's going to go. And I'm going to tell you right now, the average Russian, they weren't told the way we were, where it was, it's like us fighting us. The Americans are scary and horrible and like.
I don't know if they're scared of us.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They should be.
They're terrified of us.
Well, not if they watch the media. They should be.
Well, if they're not scared of us, then they wouldn't try to copy all of our tech. And they do. Yeah. Like, all of their military tech, they just try to copy our shit.
Speaking of that, they can't. See some of China's new shit?
Oh, God.
It is literally ours.
Yeah.
My favorite one is that new tank that Russia tried to make. That was supposed to be like the M1. It was supposed to be jet-powered.
But they had like the Bradley fucking dropped it.
What was it? The T-90?
Whatever it was. It wasn't even that somebody dropped it. They put the soldiers.
What's the latest
in it.
Russian tank? I think it's how many are there?
T-90 or T-90. And there's like four of them.
Yeah, there was like five.
And the first one that they tried to field at those tank games that they hold, where they send all the main battle tanks and they do all that kind of shit. They killed the crew because they didn't figure out how to bleed the heat off of the engine. And it cooked everybody inside their own tank. This is who we're supposed to be scared of?
Did you see?
No, there's a video of a Bradley engaging it. I think it's a T-9.
I think so.
And the Bradley just has their fucking chain gun. It's not like they have a fucking main gun on it.
Fucked it up.
And it fucking destroyed it.
Yeah.
Like, I saw this and I was just like, what? Like, that's, I don't think this is supposed to happen.
So, from what I can find, the T-90 is Russia's most advanced tank. In 2017 to 2021, they had 270 T-90Ms, and so far they have lost at least 100 in Ukraine.
Yeah,
fuck. Imagine if we lost.
No. They weren't destroyed. They just lost.
They lost possession.
That goes back to the debate. We should have got a fucking container ship.
Yeah.
And fucking went over there and just started fucking.
They just, they weren't destroyed.
Acquiring stuff.
They just lost.
Yeah.
Did they actually make it into the Ukraine, or did they run out of fuel before they got there?
Actually, this one says, since the start of the Russian invasion in Ukraine, including 36 T-90As, of which 23 were destroyed, one damaged, two abandoned, and 10 captured.
Yeah.
So that's not even a joke. Like, they weren't destroyed. Yeah. They just don't possess them anymore.
Abandoned. Abandoned. You were in the most advanced tank that your country has ever produced, and you just went,
I don't need this anymore.
Nope. And just left.
There was a $45 drone above me with a mortar round on it. Like, I'm leaving.
All I had to do was close the hatch, but then I ran. Imagine, though.
One of the most brilliant things I ever saw was that shit where you could fucking, they did that like Patreon for Ukraine did a Patreon for the soldiers where you could just buy a round and they would put your fucking name on these arty rounds and fucking launch it into people and shit.
So there was two that were abandoned, meaning like everybody's like, fuck this.
Ten.
No.
10 were captured.
I'm getting there. There's two that were abandoned.
Meaning sorry. Like
everybody got the fuck out and just left them and gone.
Yeah.
They weren't captured. They were just abandoned. Okay. So that could have been they ran out of fuel.
They
ran out of food, ammo, something, right? And their whole tank crew is just like, you know what? Fuck this. But there were 10 that were captured.
Well, there's that one that...
Imagine if an Abrams got captured.
But there was that one that we all saw the video of, that dude that was just hauling that tank with a John Deere.
Yeah, I know.
He just looked the shit up, just left with
it. But imagine the repercussions if one Abrams got captured.
Bro, we shut down the largest military installations in the world because somebody lost NVGs.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You know?
And then...
But let alone there was...
We left all of them in Afghanistan.
There wasn't just one.
Those weren't misplaced. We know where those are. those are all accounted for,
sir. 10 that were captured.
There are
10 of them.
I believe it's actually 12 captured. Or 15.
Okay, so there's 100 that went in, 23 destroyed, one T90. Okay, so what's the second number? Oh, the 57 T90Ms that went in, 32 were destroyed, 10 were damaged, 12 abandoned, and 3 captured. Oh, no, that's...
They have different... Yeah.
That's just how many they've lost. So 100 T90s went in, were lost. 36 of them were Alphas. One Alpha Kilo. 7 Sierras and 57 M's.
Do me a favor, Wikipedia T90. I want to see.
12, the, hold on. 13, don't change yet.
23.
So I have all 36 of the T90As were gone.
26 captured. No, 23 abandoned tanks. Abandoned.
That's a brigade, right?
It's fucking insane.
Scroll down to January 24. It's talking about the Bradley fighting vehicle. Engaged a T90. The crew escaped before a drone destroyed the tank. Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
Wow.
Look at this. The Russian T-90M tank destroyed in the Kharkiv region by friendly fire to prevent it from being captured.
Well, that makes sense.
That's because 25% of your tanks had already been captured.
Well, we would do the same. If one was about to get captured, we would destroy our own shit. But yeah.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
These are the scary people.
Yeah, be afraid of them.
And God, look how many more people. I mean, how many Russian soldiers are there versus Ukrainian? Like, it is astronomically one-sided.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be. Just
well, when Russian population is just disappearing and then just reappearing in the Ukraine, these aren't soldiers. These are guys they handed a uniform to. This is not...
Yeah.
These aren't soldiers. It, like... And I think that's where Americans have such a hard time wrapping their head around it. And it's like, a dude in a uniform is not a soldier.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we were talking about basic training and stuff earlier, and I was like, it's 9 weeks. Like, it's not that big a deal, but infantry is what? It's 9 weeks, and then it's 9 and then 10, right? Like, immediately following it, or 9 and 11.
Something like that.
But
it was 13 when I went through.
13 total, unbroken, yeah. Right? Yeah. So it's like 9 and 4. But they just never tell you there's a break. It's just
you just do the whole thing.
It's just one thing. So, but in 13 weeks, I would put our average infantry guy up against anybody on the planet, against just their infantry. I'm not saying like.
You need a little.
Fresh out of their base.
You need a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, we're just so much more efficient and so much better trained. And it's just. And again, we're an all volunteer force.
Yeah.
We don't abandon positions.
Well, I think you look at like why a person's fighting too, right? So Ukraine is actually fighting for their own country. So I can see where they would be a little bit more, you know, like that's a little more motivated to keep going, right?
Well, we've all been out for a while. If we were invaded.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to have to shut down Warfighter for a minute. And go fight World War III.
That like, keep it open.
What's that?
I said, nah, we'll keep it open.
Yeah, maybe.
I know it sounds cocky or whatever, but there's just not a lot of countries out there that scare me. If we really want to talk about attrition wars, I wouldn't want to fight like in China.
You know how fun it would be, though, to do guerrilla warfare nowadays? Like, I'd want to get recognized by whatever enemy decides they want to come in. No. On like a social media platform, right? Because you could use that strategically, like, hey, we're all meeting here at this time, blah 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 blah.
If World War III kicks off and we keep Warfighter going and Warfighter doesn't like 10x in like the first couple months, I'll be very disappointed.
But no, really, like, you put a post out like, oh, we're all gonna meet here to go assault this, right? Yeah. And like, oh, they're all gonna meet there, so we're gonna get, and then you just fucking do a baited ambush and you just wait for them to show up. Right. You're there like a day early and then you post.
Yeah. Do you remember the story we covered where the Ukraine was doing that? They were having
using their geotags and shit.
Yeah, they were creating fake like chick accounts and then were messaging these Russian soldiers and
to get their locations.
Hey, are you coming through this town? Yeah. They'd be like, yeah, we're coming there tomorrow.
Let's
they'd be like,
bang.
Let's meet up. They'd be like, okay. And then they just fuck them up. But
that'd be so fun.
Oh, absolutely. They're using all their tools.
Can you imagine being dead and just going like, that gets smoked because of Tinder? Like,
I mean, I tried to fire up Tinder in Iraq, but
yeah. It just goes.
Yeah.
I just think
herds of love.
We're so far above and beyond everybody else out there. I don't even think we'd have to shut the podcast down. Just be like,
we'd just get the mobile set up.
Yeah, and just
here we are in the front line of Orange County, California.
No, we'll let California be taken first.
Give them a little hope.
Yeah.
They might just quit. They might just be like, this is what we came to fight for. Was
well, they don't have to follow the laws, and California's kind of beautiful.
Well, depending on what country. I mean, if it's the Middle East and it's a Thursday, San Fran's going to be on fire. And not like burning. Like, well, this is going to be one big party.
Something will be burning.
But there's going to be so many protesters calling for a ceasefire, guys. Come on now.
Yeah. Until the first one takes a round. They're going to be like, oh, shit. They're going to be like, they don't care. They have a poster.
Having somebody in the United States protest calling for a ceasefire in Israel is like having somebody in North Korea trying to get Walmart to run a sale.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Nobody cares the fuck you think.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares. You're not even there. You yeah. can't access this. None of this affects you in any way, fucking shape, or form.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Go back, sit on your couch.
Yep.
That is the best analogy I've heard of that. I'm just going to say it.
I'm still confused by the people that I know that have put shit on their social media that says like free Palestine. And I just want to go like, could you show me
in a map where Palestine is where, for one,
what we're free. I just want to know where the fuck they are. I'm not saying I could point to every country on the planet, but I know for sure as fuck I can point to where Palestine isn't.
Yeah. It's right here. Anywhere in North America.
It doesn't exist.
We have an East Palestine. Yeah. We do. Yeah. And there was some pretty bad shit that happened there. And it's weird because I heard Biden just showed up there to, I don't know, try to get reelected. But he ignored them the whole time when they were going through some shit.
It's fucking wild. Free them. From what? They weren't there. What are we giving it back to? It's not even the people that are there. And like I've said before on this, I think the Jews are awesome. And I'm glad that they have their space back. But that's a new country too. Palestine has no claim to anything, anywhere,
yeah.
at all. Like, this is, the people they are fighting are the ones that actually gave them the land that they are now saying they want back, that they already have. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
It's insanity. Like, I can't track it.
Did you hear about the Israelis that dressed up like doctors to clear a hospital? Their special forces. Pull that
up. That's awesome.
Yeah. They dressed up like hospital workers to clear the hospital.
Doctor? Doctor.
Doctor.
Whack, whack.
Nurse.
Doctor.
Do you concur? What? Not a doctor. Best call and response ever. Just clearing corners.
Did you find
concur?
I believe so.
No, read that.
Israeli forces dressed as civilian women and medics kill three militants in a West Bank hospital. Oh, hold on. Let me throw this up there. They got a video of these dudes literally in scrubs rocking AKs.
Whacking people.
Yeah.
Is that a Santa hat?
All I know is that motherfucker had a wheelchair.
Doctor?
Oh, no, those are ARs.
Yeah, they don't use AKs.
Huh. Would you look at that?
Oh, he's grabbing a wheelchair. He's like, I'm going to really play the part. Here, you wheel me around while I shoot people.
That'd be so fun. That'd be so we did a multi-gun shooting competition years ago, before Warfighter. And one of the stages that I wanted to do was your buddy had to get in a Red Ryder wagon and you had to tow him around as he was shooting targets. And nobody let me do it. They said it was unsafe. And I'm like, real world scenario right here. Get in a fucking wheelchair. You're shooting. I'm driving. Let's go.
To be fair, a wheelchair is probably a little safer than
A Red Ryder? Come on.
A Red Ryder's a BB gun, but a way.
Radio
fire.
You know what the fuck I meant.
That's the only regret I have about the military is I wish I did some unconventional shit. What I did, I got in trouble for. But,
I see videos like that, and I'm trying to figure out if whether or not video games are getting closer to real life.
Or real life
is just starting to look like some video game shit. Like, I'm just like, Because like I just watched that and I'm like, strategically, tactically, I can understand, right? Like, don't look like the aggressor. Like,
right.
At least penetrate the perimeter.
They got him in the door.
Right. That makes sense. But then I'm like, I'm looking at that going, I know I've played like Wolfenstein where I had to go clear a fucking hospital. Like it was. Like
So I can't remember exactly. If you know the answer to this, put it in the comments. But I'm pretty confident in like Black Ops. There's a mission where you literally go into a hospital and you have to like rescue a high value target and everything. But I'm pretty confident. And that came out 4 or 5 years ago, I think. If
that's
not,
what I'm saying.
There's got to be one out there.
I don't know if video games are getting closer to real life or if real life has just gotten to that point of weird where it's just like,
I don't know.
Like, cause that's some NCIS shit. That's not like, this shit doesn't happen in the real world. Like,
if there weren't CCTV, we'd never would have known it happened.
Right.
Yeah. But the costumes weren't even good. Like, do you see those beards?
I know. Like, you don't work here.
You're an ugly woman.
I'm just stoked it was like clear video,
yeah,
and not that shitty like one frame a second stuff. Like that was great.
It's like it got filmed on an Android and sent to somebody on an iPhone.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, we got sent some pictures recently. It was like, what are we looking at? Oh, it's a dog and knife on. Like
one motherfucker in the group text had an Android and everything was fucked.
One of my friend groups, we had one guy that had an Android in the group and we literally just shamed him into fucking
Mikey.
not yes, this group too.
Which is funny because he defended it for so long before he finally.
It took him like 8 months. Yeah. And then he just.
Then he broke. And when he moved back, he was like, all right, this is legitimately better. I'm like, yeah.
That's what we try to tell everybody.
It's better than the Boost mobile phone you're on. Yeah. It works better.
Do you have an iPhone or are you poor?
I mean, you can be poor and still have an iPhone.
It's true.
A lot of people do it.
It's true.
You can be poor because you have an iPhone.
Yeah.
A lot of people do it.
I've hit that perfect sweet spot now where all I had to pay was I've bought an iPhone one time.
Yeah.
And now my turn in, I have that like that schedule with being able to trade it in perfectly. Yep. Where every time I go to trade it in, they're like, hey, we'll give you the new one for free if you'll trade in your old one. I'm like, yep, done.
Yeah.
Here you go.
And that's how I got the fucking new one. It was, they were like, we're going to give you $1,000 for your phone if you come buy this $1,000 cell phone. Yeah. And I was like, okay. So
yeah, now I can get rid of half my chargers.
Dude, no shit. No shit. Although I don't know if I've been effectively cooking this thing when I've been like plugging it into the same charger that runs my
iPad. You're good.
No, my MacBook.
Oh, that might be.
Oh, same thing.
It just charges faster. It's fine.
Fuck.
Well, shit. Shall we?
You gonna sign us off too?
Yeah, Warfighter, IC Tech, Wellness, Grow Your Ass Off. I'm sure I missed one.
Go listen to the Warfighter podcast.
And the
shit going on
don't tell me, Warhammered.
Hey, got it. It's proud of you.
Half the words is still there.
Yeah. If you're not bored to tears about what the fuck we do on this show, there's two more that some of us are on. You go listen to those.
Yeah.
I've been on one of them. Well, I've been on
me
both.
Too.
I've been on both of them. The Warfighter one's a good time. You just go listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways,
yeah,
here's to you, buddy.
Cheers.
Three little things, words to live by. Go fucking try it on for size.
Johnny, drink on.
God damn it, boys.
Free the fuck on.